Well, to begin today's sermon, I'd like to invite everyone to take a deep breath. While you take it in, think about that breath and where it came from. While you let it out, think about where it will go. If you've studied Earth science, then you know that our gorgeous blue-green planet is wrapped in a protective veil that we call the atmosphere, which separates the air that we breathe from the cold vacuum of outer space. Beneath this veil is the air, all the air, that ever was. No cosmic planet cleaning company comes around every 100 years or so to suck it out and pump in some new one air. It's the same ancient air that just keeps recirculating, which means that every time any of us breathes, we breathe stardust left over from the creation of Earth. We breathe brontosaurus breath and pterodactyl breath. We breathe air that has circulated through the rainforests of Kenya and air that has turned yellow with sulfur over Mexico City. We breathe the same air that Plato breathed, and Mozart, and Michelangelo, not to mention Hitler and Mussolini. Every time we breathe, we take in what was once some baby's first breath, or some dying person's last. We take it in, we use it to live, and when we breathe it out, it carries with it some of it to the next person or animal who uses it to live. When Jesus let go of his last breath, that breath hovered in the air in front of him for a moment, and then it was set loose on the earth. It was such pungent breath, so full of passion, so full of life, that it did not simply dissipate as so many breaths do. It grew in strength and volume until it was a mighty wind which God sent spinning through an upper room until that on that day of Pentecost. God wanted to make sure that Jesus' friends were the inheritors of Jesus' breath, and it worked. Before the day was over, the church had grown from 120 to more than 3,000 people. Shy people had become bold. Scared people had become gutsy. Lost people had found a sure sense of direction. Even the barrier between Jews and Gentiles was beginning to crack, and Peter, who wasn't always known for good decisions and appropriate choice of words, Peter got up, and he spoke with authority and eloquence, providing the necessary leadership for this crowd. They were doing things they had never done before, and there was no explanation for it except that they had dared to inhale on the day of Pentecost. They had sucked in God's own breath, and they had been transformed by it. The Holy Spirit had entered into them the same way it had entered into Mary, the mother of Jesus, and for the same reason. It was time for God to be born again, not in one body this time, but in a body of believers who would receive the breath of life from the Lord and pass it on, using their own bodies to distribute this gift. So I invite you to take a deep breath again. Breathe in the Spirit that brings life out of death, hope out of despair. I think we'd all agree that this was a pretty amazing day that we read about in the book of Acts. But let me ask you, people of God, do we still believe in a God who acts like that? Do we still believe in a God who blows through closed doors and sets our hearts on fire? Do we still believe in a God with power to transform us, both as individuals and as a community? Or have we come to an unspoken agreement that our God is pretty old and tired by now? Someone to whom we may address our prayer requests, but not really anyone we'd expect to change our lives. Well, I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is really here, moving among us. Can you hear it rushing in? Can you feel it? Can you see it? I know I heard it during Holy Week. Right here in this place. Maybe you were here too. I could hear the Holy Spirit in the voices of the choir. I could hear it in the retelling of age-old stories of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and his Last Supper with the disciples and his death and his miraculous resurrection. And I could hear it in the conversations of our gathered community of disciples here who chose to join in this journey with Jesus. And I have felt the Holy Spirit in the presence of all of you who gathered to welcome me on my first day in worship and at my installation service just a couple months ago. Your smiles and your handshakes and your hugs were truly a gift from God as my family and I embarked on a new journey in our life. And we are so grateful for how the Holy Spirit worked through all of you on that first day and every day since then. And I have seen the Holy Spirit as I worshiped with over 30,000 Lutherans at each of the ELCA youth gatherings I've participated in. Youth who normally stand still during worship in their own congregations, well, they were so moved by the music and the energy in the stadium that they were all dancing and singing songs of praise to God. Yes, the Holy Spirit can still move in big ways. And the Holy Spirit can also work on a smaller level, transforming us in individual ways. It can even happen with someone with whom you are estranged. Maybe once upon a time you said or did something, or the other person said or did something and got hurt, and you haven't talked since. Yet it continues to nag at you. You think, I gotta do something. So one day you grab the phone and they dial the number, and the person says, hello, and the rest is history. Your heart opens, and the right words come out, and a reunion gets underway. That's the Holy Spirit. It can even happen when we've been in a bad mood for a long time, when there doesn't seem to be anything to look forward to, and not much brings you joy anymore. And then all of a sudden, you're drinking your coffee one morning and you hear the sound of a bird singing a beautiful song outside your window. And something inside you softens. You take a deep breath for the first time in a long time and your chest opens up. You get a second wind and you feel joy once again. That's the Holy Spirit. Maybe you have your own story of the Holy Spirit in action in your life. Whatever your story, I invite you to take another deep breath. And now just keep breathing. This is God's moment by moment gift to us. This is the Holy Spirit. Let us be transformed by it. Amen.